Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
R. Kelly, Ron Kelly, I should say, is the man. Welcome, everybody. It's another edition of The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. So let's hope everything works this week. Had a terrible time last week with the trying to get things together on the show, but we worked it out. Anyway, greetings, everybody, and welcome to another outstanding edition of The Ron Kelly Show, heard nationally, on the ground, and right here. On blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com and on Facebook Live as well. First and foremost, thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his grace and mercy for allowing me to survive yet another week when so many people did not. It's a dangerous world we live in right now, highlighted by the recent mass killings that took place back-to-back, where 10 people lost their lives in a supermarket, just going to the supermarket and boom, they're dead. Any eight people prior to that who died in the massage parlor killings. We'll get to all of that. Also, Tulia, Texas. I want to clue you guys in on something that I ran across that happened in 1999 in Tulia, Texas. Instead of Julia, it's Tulia, T-U-I-L-I-A. Remember that, Tulia, Texas. We'll get to that. Anyway, everybody, welcome. Welcome back to the program. You know what time it is. 7 o'clock every Thursday night's the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, boy, here we go. So, there are 253 bills in the state legislatures across the United States of America in 43 states, in states that have Republican, that are ran by Republicans. And Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, better known as Jim Crow, signed legislation into law today that is meant to restrict black folks voting. This is what it's about, everybody. Welcome to the program. I can't see anybody's name, so welcome for the people I do see who are tuning in right now. And shout out to my Block Talk Radio listeners all across the United States of America, the fruited plain. So, again, there's 253 pieces of legislation going all across the United States and states that are run by Republicans. And Georgia is the first one. Brian Kemp passed a law today. Governor Brian Kemp passed a law today. Now, this is something that we need to pay attention to, everybody. Now, I mean, here in New Jersey, it's not going to affect us. New Jersey is a state that's run by Democrats. But in Georgia, the law has been changed, and the law basically restricts, it's more Jim Crow, it's more restricting black folks from voting. So the new law requires a photo ID in order to vote absentee by mail. Photo ID in order to vote absentee by mail. So you can't just vote absentee anymore in Georgia. And this is Georgia, Atlanta. You know, lots of black folks live down there. 1.3 million Georgians voted by absentee ballot because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, so this new law, this law that wipes out the Voting Rights Act of 1962, I believe it was, the law requires that a photo ID is needed to vote by absentee ballot. And once again, 1.3 million Georgians voted by absentee ballot who they didn't need a photo ID. So now you need a photo ID. So this is one way to restrict the black folks. Also, it cuts the time people have to request an absentee ballot and limits where ballot drop boxes can be placed and when they can be accessed. Now, this is just straight racism. You see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? This is racism, pure and simple, because the hope for the Republican Party is that lots of black folks don't usually have proper photo ID. Many don't have licenses, et cetera. This is what their thinking is. So by requiring a photo ID, they hope to restrict black and brown folks from voting. Also, it cuts the time people have to request an absentee ballot and limits where ballot drop boxes can be placed and when they can be accepted. This just pisses me the F off because it's all about racism. That's what this is about. See, because instead of the Republicans and the GOP saying, okay, maybe we need to change the way we do things, maybe we need to appeal more to the citizens of these states. It's just unbelievable. And see, and then we're all sitting around and we're watching this, you know, because in New Jersey, like I said, Governor Murphy, the Democrats control the Senate and the Assembly, so we don't have to worry about that. But see, this is something that's going to happen all across the country. This is a blatant attempt to curb or to get in the way of black and brown folks voting. That's what this is about. This took place today. Governor Kemp, racist that he is, signed these laws and signed this into law. So now you need a photo ID to vote by absentee ballot. You need a photo ID. There's less time you have to request an absentee ballot, and there's limits of where the ballot drop boxes can be placed and when they can be accessed. Not just where the boxes can be placed, but when they can be accessed. So you can't come in the middle of the night, it might be 2 o'clock in the morning, might be on your way to work if you work nights, and you want to drop your ballot into the ballot box. No. No. This is totally ridiculous. This is racism. This is Jim Crow. It's getting in the way of black and brown folks from voting. Because these laws are specifically aimed at black people, because the Republicans in Georgia are still pissed off that black folks did carry the day. And the reason why those two senators, or those two people who are running for Senate, Warnock and the other guy, the reason why they won was because of the black vote. So this whole thing is to stop black people from voting. It's unbelievable, but believable. And this is something that, you know, that we're going to have to fight against. Four people in Georgia now, the black folks who live in Georgia are going to be limited and how they can vote. They need a photo ID to vote. And you know they're going to challenge the photo ID. So there's, just totally racism, pure and simple. The United States of America is going backwards. It's not going forwards. It's going backwards. So welcome, everybody. The Ron Kelly Show is streaming right now in the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is up and running right now. We are live for the last 9 minutes. I've been live on YouTube, so we appreciate that. So folks who want to check out the Ron Kelly Show and you don't want to see it on Facebook, You can also watch it on YouTube. Shout out to Ronald McCready, my brother from another era. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, they continue to turn the clock back. Yeah, see, this is what's happening. These things that the Republicans are doing, they are, and I've talked about this. I talked about this, that the Republicans are turning the clock back to the 60s, 50s, 60s, and it's slowly pecking away at the rights of black folks. And a little bit later on in the program, maybe after the first break, I'll talk to you, and this is a documentary that you guys need to see. Tulia, Texas, the view of the drug war. I'm going to get into that after the break. It's something that's very important, and I'll get into it. But you see, you're right, Ronald McCready. They're turning the clock back. And we're watching this stuff, and nobody's doing it. See, we got to get moving, black people. You know, shout out to the white folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. You're not in this. You know what I mean? But I'm not making no apologies for what I'm saying right now. So shout out to you. Appreciate you for listening, watching on YouTube and listening to the Ron Kelly Show. So, yeah, so this is what's going on. They're turning the clock back, as Brother Ronald McCready just said. They're turning the clock back. So instead of black folks moving forward, we're moving backwards. You see, this is part of the fear of white folks that they, and not all white folks, not all, but these particular ones, the Republicans who are getting in the way of black and brown people having the right to vote. So our right to vote is being pecked at slowly but surely. It's just unbelievable. This law passed today. So the folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show in Georgia, you know, I feel for you, you know, because this is blatant racism. And we're going back to the George Wallace days when George Wallace was the governor of Alabama. This is George Wallace, Jim Crow stuff right here, where black folks are being interfered with in voting. And once again, you know, shout out to my brother, Albert Vega. Shout out to you, my brother. DYMusicRadio.com, I believe it is. I think he's still on the air at DYMusicRadio.com. Saw you yesterday, my brother. Didn't have time to type anything, but I did check you out. So thank you for joining me. So, yeah, so this is what's going on. So black and brown, minority folk, this is going to affect them. This Georgia voting law that has been changed to make it more difficult for black and brown people to vote. So 15 minutes after the hour, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. So and after the break, I'm going to get into this Tulia. And shout out to Suzanne Newman, who says, thank you for saying not all white people. Right, because not all white people. And I try to stress that right here on the Ron Kelly Show when I do my radio program. And I do talk a lot about politics, et cetera, et cetera. But this is what's happening. These Republican states, these states that are run by Republicans, they are restricting. So the whole idea is to stop black and brown people from voting. That's it. That's the whole idea. But yes, Suzanne Newman, I don't say all white people, because all white people are not, you know, the second coming of the devil. They're not. Not all. But yeah, but this is a problem. And, you know, so people, black folks who live in these states that are controlled by Republicans are going to have a problem voting. See, this is the scary thing about this, is that they just, you know, let's just take their right to vote away. Let's not work hard to get folks to, let's not improve ourselves. Let's not go out there and try to appeal to the folks who voted for Joe Biden. Let's just take away their right to vote. Let's just storm the Capitol and kill Nancy Pelosi and just take over the country. See, that's the scary part about this, is they want to take over the country. Just take over. Never mind, because politics used to be, you know, you had two people from opposite sides and each one talks about the benefits of what they plan to do. That's out the window. Now it's just, we're just going to run over you and take your right to vote, take your right to live, take your right to prosper. That's what's happening right now. Just horrible. Shout out to Sandra Joy Jones. Thank you for joining me, Sandra Joy Jones. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So this is what happened in Georgia. I don't want to stay on this too long. This is what happened in Georgia today. And it's just the beginning. It's the beginning of the voting rights, the repeal of the state-sponsored repeal of the Voting Rights Act. Okay, so everybody's a welcome. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm going to get into the killings. And I'm going to get into the killings. And two people caught. And two people, heavily armed people caught. One in a hospital, one in another supermarket. So now we got the copycats out here now. I'll talk about that as well. In Tulia, Texas, I'm going to get into that right after this break. So I'll take it right now. And we'll come back right after this very quick break, and we'll get into all that I need to talk about tonight. So fasten your seatbelts, everybody. We'll see you back in just a second. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 19 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Beautiful day today. No, not a whole lot of sun, but a beautiful day. It's starting to warm up here in the Northeast, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's almost bike weather. Not quite. It's almost motorcycle weather. Not quite. Because a lot of people have asked me about my motorcycle. Are you going to bring your motorcycle out? Listen, it can be 70 degrees, but when you're doing 60 or 70 miles an hour, that it feels like it's 30 degrees. So I like for it to be very hot before I bring my motorcycle out. But I am going to bring it out. So Joe Biden fell up the stairs. And Joe Biden fell down when it came to immigration. You know, I completely disagree with Joe Biden in regards to immigration. And I think that he's responsible for what's happening down at the border, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get into the Tulia, Texas thing in just a second. But yeah, Joe Biden had his first news conference today, and it was the longest period of time between an inauguration and a news conference in modern presidential history. Barack Obama had his right away within the first 30 days, I believe it was. Even Donald Trump had his early. Joe Biden waited 3 months almost before he had his first press conference. And not a question, not one question did anybody ask about COVID-19. You know, and the thing that puzzles me about the COVID situation is these variants. You got the British variant, you got the Brazilian variant, you got the UK variant. I mean, what the hell? How did this happen? How did this happen where the COVID virus is indigenous to certain countries? How in the world did that happen? Because you figured cancer is cancer no matter what. HIV is HIV no matter what. Wherever, no matter where you catch it, no matter what state you live in, no matter what country you live in, it is what it is. But this COVID-19 virus, so you got the Brazilian variant. You got the British variant. You got the South African variant. I mean, so this thing, this is crazy that this disease, the COVID-19 virus, is indigenous to certain countries. It's just, how in the world did that happen? Because like I said, cancer is cancer, AIDS is AIDS, you know, all of the diseases are not indigenous to certain areas, but this COVID-19 is variant. You just get so tired of, you know, I'm COVID-ed out. But thank God that I'm still here. Haven't gotten it yet. Haven't gotten the vaccine yet. I do plan on getting it as soon as it becomes available. I believe it is available in my area. I have to do my due diligence and check it out. So yeah, so we got a situation, and you know, and I was listening to a congressman, Representative Cuellar, who also agrees with me. I don't know him, but agrees with me that Biden spoke too soon. Biden spoke too soon. Biden should not have repealed Donald Trump's, and this is my opinion. Donald Biden should not have been so quick to repeal Donald Trump's border policies. He should not have been so quick, because when President Biden repealed Donald Trump's policies, the roof caved in and everybody started coming. Now, I don't have a problem with people coming into the United States of America. I don't have a problem with that per se, but when President Biden repealed former President Trump's immigration policies, he opened the floodgates. And that's why we got the situation down here now. Because when Biden said, don't come now, come later, I mean, who the hell is going to listen to that? These people have issues now. They have, there's lawlessness and killings and just ruthlessness and all kinds of stuff going on in Guatemala and all of these places, Mexico. And so the people are desperate. The people are desperate. People are still escaping from Cuba and drowning. This is 90 miles from Cuba to the United States of America. And that's a long way in a boat with no motor. So, and people are still drowning trying to escape from Cuba. So when he said, don't come now, come later, I mean, she should have never said that, because people are not going to wait and say, oh, I'll go later. They went now. And see, what's happening is the smugglers are making millions bringing people, because I believe it costs like $6,000 from certain countries for a smuggler to get you to the border. And they're making millions. Once Biden opened the floodgates, now these people are making money. So what people are doing is they're sending their kids. They're sending their kids into the United States of America because they know that the kids are going to get carte blanche. The kids are going to be let in immediately. And now there's so many kids that, you know, the situation is getting out of hand down there. Because, you know, thousands of kids, the people are just sending their kids. Well, if I can't go, I'll send my kid. You know, and then what happens is with the, because when Trump became president, you couldn't sponsor your family members no more. Because what was happening was once some of the immigrants became Americans, they were able to sponsor their family members. They call them border, I can't think of the term that they had for them. But the babies would sponsor the parents. I forget the term. It'll come to me. But yeah, so, you know, Biden was way too quick with repealing the Trump border policies, because as harsh as Trump was, you know, I mean, you had, I agree with him that you had to put a stop to the to the influx of folks. You got to find out who people are, and not to be racist like he was, but you got to find out who people are. You have to make sure they're not bringing COVID into the country. There might be there's a Mexican variant or a Guatemalan variant or a Honduran variant. So you have to check people out before you let them in the country. Kids too, to make sure that they're not bringing the COVID virus into the United States of America. So, yeah, so I think that Biden spoke too soon with immigration, and this Representative Cuellar, this congressman, was saying that they have to show people being sent back. Now, this man is Hispanic, and he's saying that they need to show they need to send people back. They need to send people back, and they need to show people being sent back, because now it's a open season, and this is why we have this issue at the border, because of Joe Biden speaking too soon about immigration. So Tulia, Texas, everybody, Tulia, Texas, scenes from the drug war. This is a 27-minute documentary filmed down there in Tulia, Texas. Now, what happened in Tulia, Texas? Now, we know that there are folks who, you hear every now and then about somebody who got locked up in the 60s or 70s. They didn't have the DNA, and they didn't have the scientific tools they have now to prove somebody innocent or guilty. And so people were railroaded into jail back then. But this is something that's completely ridiculous. Now, in 2002, this video, this documentary was filmed about a town called Tulia, Texas, T-U-L-I-A. Now, Tulia, Texas, it's being called the site of one of the worst miscarriages of justice in recent memories. Now, there was an undercover cop named Tom Coleman who arrested 46 people, just about all of them black, on charges of being cocaine dealers, sending many of them to prison for a total of about 750 years. So as it turns out, now this guy, Tom Coleman, was a police officer down there in Tulia, Texas, and he arrested all of these people. Now, there was no evidence, there was no video, there was no drugs, because when they catch people doing drugs, or they catch people selling drugs, they usually produce that evidence in the courtroom. But this was just unbelievable the way this went down. Now, these 46 people, nearly all of them black, were arrested on trumped up drug charges. And like I said, with a total of 750 years in prison that was given out to these people, it was 30, and this was 10% of the black population that got locked up, the black population at the time in Tulia, Texas in 1999. And I really would appreciate it if you guys would watch this video, documentary. It's called Tulia, Texas, Scenes from the Drug War. So anyway, all the charges were trumped up. This guy, Tom Coleman, he was one police officer. There was no backup. There was no video. There was no evidence, no nothing. All these people, black folks in particular, got locked up just because of this Tom Coleman's word, period. And you know, some of you remember me, from previous Ron Kelly shows, where I always said that eyewitness testimony should not be enough to convict somebody. If all they have is eyewitness testimony, even if a woman claims she was raped, if there's no DNA evidence, if she just points somebody out and says he did it, that person should not go to jail. If all they have is eyewitness testimony, that person should not go to jail. I've said this many times. I've gotten a lot of blowback about it, but I say it again, that a person should not be convicted if all they have is somebody's testimony, because a person could be lying, which we have seen many times not just black folks, but white folks too, have gone to jail, have gone to prison because of somebody's testimony, and that's it. So these people were arrested. They were convicted based on the testimony of this cop, Tom Coleman, who was working alone. He was working alone, and he went to court, And he testified against these people, saying that they sold him drugs, drugs that he didn't produce. As a matter of fact, one lady was 300 miles away that he implicated in this. So anyway, so there were 39 people, black folks, who were convicted based on this one cop's testimony. Again, no evidence, no video, no backup, no witnesses, nothing. Just the worst miscarriage of justice I've even ever heard of. So eventually, like a year or so later, all of the people who were convicted on this false testimony was Susan Kirkland. How you doing, my sister? So the 39 people who were arrested and convicted on lies and trumped up charges by this one cop, they all were released. And ironically enough, Texas Governor Rick Perry, who we all know is, I don't even want to get started in on him, but he signed the law, the bill, and all of the people were, all of the people who were convicted were set free. So this happened in 1999. This wasn't, you know, this was like 21 years ago. This wasn't something that happened in the 50s. This happened, you know, within the last 20 years or so. All these folks were arrested and convicted based on the testimony of one police officer. So, and you know, so what happened was he eventually got arrested and, you know, for falsifying evidence, et cetera, et cetera. He got his just desserts. But yeah, so check that out. Tulia, Texas, a scene from a drug war. I found it to be very interesting. It's only 27 minutes. It's not going to take up all your time. You can get back to Power or whatever you watch. you know, as soon as you're done watching it. This computer really gets on my nerves. Okay, everybody. It's 26 minutes before the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. So we had 10 people. I mean, these people, you know, and peace be upon the folks who were killed by this madman in the supermarket, just going to the supermarket. You know, the United States of America is a very dangerous place. It has been for quite some time. And I just thank God for his grace and mercy to allowing me to navigate my day and not being met with a hail of bullets or some other issue. Because it's a very dangerous place right now, the United States of America. Very dangerous. And these folks who are just going about their business, 10 people, 9 and a police officer, makes 10. And it's just unbelievable that somebody just walks into a place, doesn't know anybody, and kills 10 people, including a police officer, who was one of the first people to show up on the scene. And you can't even go out. I mean, it's just, you know, you go into the supermarket, and we all, you know, we go to the supermarket, you're not really thinking about getting killed in the supermarket. You're thinking about what you're going to buy. And these people, some of them who worked in the supermarket, lost their lives, it was seen as because of this psycho. So, now, some other people, they caught 2 other people. One person coming out of a hospital who was heavily armed, flak jacket, the whole 9. And then there was another person that got caught at a supermarket with 5 guns. So there was somebody else who was going to try this. You know, there were other people who were going to try this. Just unbelievable. You can't even go outside anymore. Just unbelievable. Anyway, everybody, It's 24 minutes, 36 minutes past the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I know some people got pissed off when I started talking about immigration, but something needs to be done because it's just, you know, it's It's just way, way too much. We'll take a break and come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. 22 minutes before the hour. Now, I was looking for some, you know, whatever happened to the Good and Plenty candy? Some of y'all remember the Good and Plenty. I might be dating myself here. Some of y'all remember the Good and Plenty candy. I wonder, when I go to the supermarket, I look for it, I can't find it. I wonder if they still make Good and Plenty candy. You know. I went to go grab a Little Debbie's. I mean, Little Debbie's used to cost 25 cents back in the day. For some of us, it was a main source of nutrition. I went to grab Little Debbie's cake, and it was $1.29. I'm like, wow, really? It used to be a quarter. And it wasn't that long ago. I guess those days are over. Yeah, but I was looking for the Good and Plenty candy. I could not find it anywhere. Maybe they don't make it anymore. I have to Google it or something. You just Google everything now, you know, to find out what's going on. Because you can use YouTube. You can Google something or YouTube something. And it'll tell you exactly how to do what you need to do. So there's no excuse anymore for people to, you know, I don't know how to do it. You can go on YouTube and they'll explain to you how to do just about anything except like build bombs and stuff like that. They don't, that's not on there. And you shouldn't be looking for that anyway. But So, you know, I noticed on social media, especially Facebook, the people that passed on, folks that died, and their account is still open. Because you know, I noticed, like, I get messages or alerts when somebody's birthday comes up. And I'm like, oh, and that person is dead. You know. So I wonder if you know, I probably sound like vicious and heartless, but I want to, you know, I think that if one of my loved ones had an account and they passed away, I would want to see that popping up on my messenger, on my Instagram. You know, I wouldn't want to see that, you know. I wouldn't want to see, you know, somebody who's passed on to have a birthday acknowledgement. I wouldn't, if it was somebody who I cared about. You know. So I always said, like, if I ever died, you know, my radio show will be on Facebook forever. So 100 years from now, Facebook is still around. The people 100 years from now will still be able to watch the Ron Kelly Show. Hey, Sandro. What's up, my brother Sandro from Plainfield? What's going on, my bro? It's almost time to get those bikes out. I bought a new battery from Bike. I didn't put it in there yet. They're lazy me. I'll get around to it. Shout out to you, Sandro. My biker buddy from Plainfield, New Jersey. Yeah, so yeah. This thing with the voting rights is a problem. You know, I mean, let's go. I'm gonna go this year. I was slacking and lacking last year, but I'm gonna go this year. I'm gonna be on it. Yeah. So this voting rights thing is gonna be a problem for the folks. I feel for the folks the black folks who live in those states who are going to be restricted from voting because of the Republicans and their desperate, you know. Because you think Trump was bad. You think Donald Trump was bad. Wait until now, if the next election, 2024, and the Democrats lose, it's going to be hell for minorities and for black folks. It's going to be hell. Because what they're doing essentially is taking away your right to vote. And a lot of, you know, many of us can't get to the voting booth. You know, you might not get off until a certain time. So you might not get to the voting booth. You know. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of folks, black folks, minority folks who don't have proper ID. May not have a license. May not have, you know, state-issued ID. And that's what they're banking on. That's what Republicans are banking on, for us black folks and brown folks not to have proper ID. That's what they're banking on. Because what they'll do is if you got an ID that you got from, you know, there's probably going to be certain ID that you're not going to be able to use. There's going to be, I can't believe somebody tried to call me. There's going to be certain ID that you're not going to be able to use. So the state or whoever's running the voting could find any number of reasons to reject you from voting. Any number of reasons. So this Georgia voting rights situation is scary. To me, it's scary because the Republicans have decided that it's going to take the vote. They're just going to take the White House like they tried to do on January 6th. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Roz? Rosalind Christie. What's up, my friend? So, yeah. So, Georgia, for the folks, I feel for the folks who live in Atlanta. There's a lot of black folks who live in Atlanta. There's a lot of black folks who live in Georgia whose rights are going to be taken away. And see, that's just the beginning. It's going to start with the voting rights. Then it's going to go on from there. Once they get that down, they're going to take something else, and they're going to take something else. And as one of my listeners said earlier, that the clock is going to start going backwards. So unless you somebody with serious income, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. That's what's going on right now. So this is bad. This is very bad. So people, black folks need to pay attention. Black folks need to pay attention because what's going on right now is very, very bad. So that's about 14 minutes left to the program. It's very bad. You know, and I know some folks get turned off by some of the things that I talk about, which is fine. You know, I'm still going to talk about them. And like I said earlier, I want everybody to check out this Tulia, Texas, Scenes from the Drug War. I want you to check that out. 27 minutes. You can get back to binge watching Power or whatever it is that you watch in the meantime, once you're done watching this. Tulia, Texas. So I'm just kind of chilling right now, you know. I don't have a whole lot to talk about tonight. You know, peace be upon those folks who lost their lives in the supermarket. In the supermarket, of all places. And all y'all thought it was a white man. Nope, it was a Muslim. Lots of folks thought it was always another white man shooting up the place. No, it was a Muslim, a man with a Muslim-sounding name or Arabic-sounding name, because Muslim is a because being a Muslim is a religion, not a nationality or ethnic group. It's a religion. So we can't say that, you know, he was a Muslim. But he did have an Arabic name, Arabic-sounding name. And then they found two people. They must have gotten a tip because they caught two people. An Atlanta man was arrested at a Publix grocery store with six guns. Atlanta man. And only 2 days after 10 people were murdered at the grocery store in Colorado, this joker was arrested at an Atlanta supermarket with a semi-automatic rifle, a shotgun, and four handguns. He was wearing body armor and had a bunch of ammunition. Now, this guy was identified as Rico Marley, 22. 1:30 afternoon, somebody saw him into the public grocery store's bathroom with a whole bunch of weapons. That person called the police. So you see something, say something. Might have saved some innocent people from getting killed. That person called the police, and this suspect was arrested when he left the bathroom. They were waiting for the guy. So no shots were fired. And he had a lot of stuff. Four handguns, two long guns. I mean, why do you need that? The guy had an AR-15 in the bathroom at his grocery store. Now, he might have went there to kill people. We don't know. But yeah, it's a good thing. So you see something, say something. Somebody said something and the guy got arrested. It's about 11 minutes left to the program. Women's History Month, everybody. There's a couple of days left. Honor the women. You know, in your life, it's Women's History Month. So yeah, it's about 11 minutes left to the program. You know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. My video is ended. Oh, okay. All right, it says my live video was ended, so I guess it is ended. But I have to stay over the next 10 minutes for my radio people. I'm not sure why it ended, but I'm having all kinds of trouble today. I don't know why my video ended. I didn't touch anything. I guess maybe Facebook didn't like what I was saying, because they will do that. So it's 10 minutes left to the program. Peace be upon the folks in Paterson, New Jersey, just a stone's throw away from Montclair, New Jersey. Going local here for a second. And, you know, four people died on the corner. I mean, wow. Unbelievable. Just completely unbelievable. I can't believe that. But anyways, about 9 minutes left to the show. I don't know why. Shout out to everybody. The Facebook Live feed died. I don't know why. I didn't touch anything. It just ended. So it could be Facebook ending my show. But I'm back on right here on the Ron Kelly Show. And I'm like stumbling because I really don't have that much to talk about tonight. Just, you know, kind of bouncing around with the show, you know, and I'm watching the clock like, come on, clock. But really, do I enjoy my job here on the radio? I enjoy talking to my people, as I do every week on Thursday, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the Ron Kelly Show. And beautiful weather right now, lovely. And I'm really, like, you know, just kind of chilling. So shout out to Sandro. Shout out to all the folks who watch the Ron Kelly Show every week. Shout out to you. Appreciate you. Appreciate your indulgence. We're going to take one more break, and I'll come back and end the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know it. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why don't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Alrighty, then we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. All right, it is time to go. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. I appreciate you coming back to the show every Thursday, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So we'll see you back here next week for another exciting edition, hopefully. And until then, I like to say it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm done.